This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 22nd. I'm Zoe Kolkin for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump on Friday announced a new $100,000 annual fee for H-1B visa applications, a move that dramatically reshapes the nation's immigration system. The fee is intended to crack down on a system that the Trump administration says tech companies have been using to avoid hiring American workers. In addition to the plan, the administration is rolling out a gold card available to people who pay $1 million to the U.S. Treasury. Corporations can sponsor individuals for $2 million. Elsewhere, Oracle has announced a pair of chief executives: Clay Magorek, president of Oracle's cloud infrastructure business, and Oracle Industries president Mike Sicilia will be taking over for longtime CEO Safra Catz as she transitions to her new role as executive vice chair. Lastly, in other CEO news, T-Mobile has named Srini Gopalan, current COO and veteran of parent company Deutsche Telekom, as its next chief executive. Starting November 1st, Gopalan will take over for Mike Sievert, who's led T-Mobile since its 2020 merger with Sprint. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
As a job site leader, you run on one simple idea: do it better. You sweat the details as much as the heat, and good enough is anything but. That same mindset drives DeWalt to create tools that work faster, safer, and better. For leaders and future leaders who do the same. Because in this business, true leaders aren't born, they're built.